AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The House's top Democrat is questioning President-elect Trump's cabinet picks, and is urging Senate Republicans to do their part. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Hakeem Jeffries says Trump promised the best administration, but with Matt Gaetz and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. among his nominees.
Are these the best individuals available?
Jeffries says House Democrats will serve as a check and balance on the incoming administration.
That's not a partisan strategy. That's James Madison's strategy. So we're going to do it.
And he hopes Senate Republicans will do the same, starting with not simply rolling over on Trump's nominees.
Advice and consent should mean something.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A trial has started for the man accused of killing Georgia nursing student Laken Riley. Prosecutor Sheila Ross told the judge Jose Ibarra encountered Riley while she was out running in Augusta in February.
There was something going on in this struggle where this defendant deprived her brain of oxygen for long periods of time.
Defense attorney Dustin Kirby called the evidence in the case graphic and disturbing, but says none of it proves Ibarra killed Riley. Federal authorities say Ibarra illegally entered the country and was allowed to stay to pursue his immigration case. A California man convicted of stabbing to death a gay University of Pennsylvania student in an act of hate is expected to be sentenced to life in prison. The British economy rebound from recession is slowing down sharply in the third quarter of the year, with most sectors stagnating. Prime Minister Keir Starmer has said raising economic growth is his government's number one priority over the next 5 years. Makers of vaccines helped drag down the stock market after President-elect Trump said he wanted Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a prominent anti-vaccine activist, to be his health secretary. This is AP News. Jimmy Kimmel's streak of hosting the Oscars is over. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Conan O'Brien's been selected as the host of the Academy Awards TV broadcast to air March 2nd on ABC. O'Brien downplayed the announcement, saying what America really wanted was a new cheesy chalupa supreme from Taco Bell, and then added that he's hosting the Oscars. It will be his first time as the Academy Awards celebration host, but he's emceed other high-profile ceremonies like the Emmys and the White House Correspondents' Dinner twice. Last year, comedian Jimmy Kimmel hosted the Academy Awards. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Christie's says it will sell more than 130 items, including 90 guitars, from the collection of Jeff Beck. He died almost 2 years ago. The collection is valued at more than $1 million. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.